WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Wildfire is burning on both coasts, but there's encouraging news in California where conditions are improving for firefighters in Ventura County. The mountain fire is 21% contained. Andrew Dowd of the Ventura County Fire Department.
Although fire activity has decreased in the most heavily impacted areas, our firefighters continue to be out in the community, helping and supporting our residents through this incredibly difficult time.
ABC News has now projected that Donald Trump won the last battleground state of Arizona with his 11 electoral votes. It means Trump swept all seven of the battleground states. Tuskegee University confirms a fatal shooting on campus early this morning, leaving one non-university individual dead and several others, including students, injured. The scene secured today. There have been no arrests. Russia has reportedly assembled a force of 50,000 soldiers, including North Korean troops, to launch an offensive aimed at retaking territory in the Kursk region of Ukraine. That according to U.S. and Ukrainian officials. This is ABC News. Numbers show that a program intended to boost Army recruiting is paying dividends. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
Pentagon leaders implemented changes as recruiting was falling short of goals. One change for the Army, the Future Soldier Prep Course, a program that offers a second chance for recruits who fail to meet academic or physical test standards. This program appears to be paying off. In the last budget year, Army leaders say almost a quarter, more than 13,000 of their goal of 55,000 new recruits have entered active duty through the prep course. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Early this morning, massive air attacks from both sides in Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian drones targeting Russia, with the Russian Ministry of Defense saying a total of 70 Ukrainian drones were destroyed, including 34 in the Moscow region. NASCAR paying tribute to Hall of Famer and three-time Daytona 500 winner Bobby Allison. The founder of racing's Alabama Gang died Saturday at his home. Allison, one of only 10 drivers to have won NASCAR's career Grand Slam. Dave Packer, ABC.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Donald Trump's victory was in large part due to voters in rural areas, like here in Wisconsin. Mike Moen reports.
While other contributing factors are discussed, a rural expert says it's clear longstanding political sentiments in smaller towns haven't changed. As the results from Tuesday night are examined, political analysts cite Trump's gain with Latino voters. Colby College's Nick Jacobs, who has written about rural issues, says the campaign also regained some ground in rural America that it had lost in 2020. Jacob says if the media or political strategists try to again understand why these areas still largely back Trump, they have to resist preconceived notions.
We're going to see it again with these diner interviews, is that prior to even being interviewed, rural people were put into this prefabricated box. And the truth is that voters in rural places and urban places, they're complicated.
But Jacob says Democrats should keep trying to produce local candidates who can relate to these voters, adding that having both parties find success in rural America is good for democracy. Jacob says his research, along with separate polling, has shown that rural and urban voters often agree on certain issues.
Concerns about corporate monopolies, freedom within sort of the marketplace, whether that's for health care or reproductive rights. There are very few major policy issues that divide the two.
The Biden administration's big policy achievements, the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, have paved the way for a lot of rural investment. But Jacob says many projects aren't shovel-ready yet, and aren't likely to move the needle with rural voters hesitant to embrace them. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A bit of a soggy Sunday out there with showers, a rumble of thunder, some drizzle too. Highs of the lower 50s, a southeast wind becoming west in the afternoon, and will turn a little gusty. Overnight, breezy, mostly cloudy in mid-40s. Sunshine returns on Veterans Day. Right now, it's 51.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lead Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lead Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lead Local. This is the show where we do what we say, and we lean into what's going on here locally. And as you know, last week, the first Sunday of every month, we kind of dedicated to the NFL draft here in Green Bay. And, you know, how we can enjoy it, but how we can also benefit from that. You know, we had Rich Ryman on talking about some of the things that are going on. We had Aaron Popke on another Sunday, the first Sunday last month, talking about some economic opportunities. And next month, on the first Sunday of the month, we're going to have someone come in and talk about how can I rent out my house? How can I get a bartending license? How can I get an Uber license? Because we all need to make a little cash on that. And we've interviewed on this show as well, you know, some of the bigger things that are going on in the community. Green Bay's Best, you know, we had Bob Atwell, who is one of Green Bay's Best, and the Northland Hotel. And the rest of it's been pretty much political. We've interviewed a lot of candidates. Well, the election's over, right? The election was on Tuesday. And to me, it was, of course, I love politics. And, you know, I get the nachos out. And, it's a party for me. It's like watching the playoff games. It was not what I thought. I'll admit that. I was surprised at some of the outcomes of some of the races. But I needed to talk to somebody about this who understands politics. And a lot of us do, but some people really understand it. And even when Todd did the intro on that I interview, you know, what's going on in the community. And he does mention political experts. That's where you come in, Mark. So Mark Becker is our guest. He's got his own radio show. I think you know him. He's been on the county board, and you've been very politically active.
Yeah.
For, like, you're younger than I am. I was at your wedding. I know that.
Yeah. Like 12 years, okay. I think, I started. 15 years.
Okay,
politics.
All right. So, and that's where we kind of met, is in politics, and we become friends. What do you think about the election?
Well, you know, I was a surrogate for the Harris campaign on multiple occasions. So, I was upset. You know, Kristen Lyerly's a friend. I was upset she lost. I got to know Tammy Baldwin. I'm so thrilled. She is one of the good ones. I'm glad she's there. But overall, I mean, it was a pretty sad night.
So I have another show that's in the morning with John Mino, and it's lighthearted. And we don't really lean into stuff very deep. It's a lot of, you know, current things, but a little more humor than you and I.
Oh, I'm hilarious.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I can just looking at you, I can tell. Yeah. This is just gonna be a so fun show. No, but one of our guests that we brought on was this Nicole Norcross.
Yep.
Had her on Wednesday, right? The election was Tuesday. Had her on last Wednesday.
Yeah.
She's a mental health counselor at Bell and Health. I was shocked at the number of calls that she said she got that she was seeing that day to process what happened. And when I was talking to her, and I want to ask you this, I was kind of not happy. What's the word I'm looking for? I felt okay that people were that interested in the election. You know,
yeah.
How many times have we busted our butt knocking on doors
just to get people to care?
And then right. The voter turnout's 40%. You know, it's like, wait, I was froze. I spent all this money sending you stuff and you didn't even have the courtesy to vote. So I think what's good about this election, Mark, is I think people leaned into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can they get over it, or is it something you're going to hang on to for 4 years? I'm curious as to, because you're not a Trump fan.
No, I think he's a pariah. Yeah, I think he's terrible. And the reason, because like, here's the thing. The Republican Party could have nominated anybody. Nikki Haley. Oh my God, she's brilliant. But instead, what they did was they nominated a guy who we know who he is, and you know, policies are okay, but the people that are upset are people of color, are people in the LGBT community, women, you know, Asian Americans. Who, I mean, you know, you think about, he was the president who started his tenure with the Muslim ban. He called Nazis fine people, and he had six opportunities to clarify that, and he doubled down on it. He stripped rights from gay people and from women at a higher rate than like anyone in generations. And so, you know, when I look at my wife and I look at my daughter who looks just like my wife, if those of you who don't know, my wife is a black woman, she's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And when I look at her and she's nervous because she feels that, and rightfully so, that life is not going to be as good for her over these next 4 years because hate has a place now. That's not okay. And so I totally understand how people would be a little mentally upset with what happens because their very way of life is under threat to a degree.
Okay. I want to have a really nice conversation with you, but I got to push back on a few of those things. He got the black vote. The way you talk, it's like they're afraid and they're not going to vote for him. He got that. He got the Latino vote. Maybe not as much, but he got more than he got last year, or 4 years ago, I should say. So why would some support him and some not?
Well, to say that he got the black vote is not correct. He got more black men because he leaned into hate of trans people. And that's overwhelmingly what you listen to Van Jones, you listen to anyone. I mean, I'll let him say it, not me. But that's what happened. I think he got a lot of the Hispanic vote because, quite honestly, Joe Biden, he was terrible on the border, and Hispanic people do care about that.
Yeah,
they want a strong border as well. They also are religious, and for whatever reason, they think that Donald Trump is like the religious guy, which is wild to me. But you know, it's political ads can do some amazing things. They can polish a turd pretty good. So
yeah.
But it's that.
I listened to you before the election. I listened to a lot of people before the election. I'm not here defending.
It's fine.
But I do want to say,
he
didn't just squeak by. This guy won big.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I today's Sunday, but the popular vote, what, 5 million?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is my thing when you guys talk about how terrible he is. How can the majority of people think he's not?
Well, because political ads can polish a turd. He is terrible. And I think, you know, he won because 15 million people stayed home. Well, 14 million people stayed home, too. And they stayed home, I don't think, because of Kamala Harris. I think they stayed home on the left because, really, I mean, it's the Joe Biden factor. And then it's also having to do with the media not telling, you know, the truth about who Donald Trump is and what he's done in the past. And so I think that's disingenuous. I think that the rise of this alternative media, you know, Steve Bannon's war room and these like wannabe prophets that have tens of thousands of people listening. That's it's really amazing. Dangerous.
That now, well, I want to talk about the social media. I want to talk about the new media, but it just, okay. So I don't know if I Well, we're not going to agree on everything. Yeah. I just don't know that people stayed home. I was surprised.
They did. I mean, it was the turnout was down. It was 14.8 million people. It was because Joe Biden got 81 million votes. What did Kamala Harris get, like 64 or 60? So, I mean, like a huge, huge swath. Donald Trump had just about the same amount of support as he had last time. Maybe up about 1.5 million. But the support from where Joe Biden was at 81 million votes to where Kamala Harris was is a massive, massive number.
Okay, so I'll give you that. So we can't blame Trump for that.
That people stayed home?
Democrats stayed home.
It's nuanced, though. There's so many factors that goes into it. I mean, we could talk about the fact that her campaign was only, just over 100 days?
You know what? People have asked me about that. And look,
Joe Biden hurt her. He should never, never have run for reelection. That hurt her substantially.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of argument on that.
Yeah. I think that his policy, his lack of action on the border hurt her. And to say that it was her fault is disingenuous, too, because it's like blaming Malik Willis for Aaron Rodgers throwing two interceptions last week.
What I was thinking was he didn't do that great of a job, Joe Biden. Okay, you just said that, right? On the border and a couple of things he did a good job on.
Yeah.
She should have distanced herself more. And I know that's hard to do from your boss. Like when you run against your boss, if they say, hey, look.
She only had 100 days to do it, though.
Well, I would have done it the first day.
Well, I think she did. But she did. I mean, you don't have enough time to. You have to tell people what you stand for and not what you're against. And so she had to spend so much time telling people what she wants to do and what she stands for. You know, she did break away from Biden on quite a few things, but I don't think she had the opportunity to really lean into that as much as she could have.
And I think she wanted to say more than she did.
Yes.
And I just think when you're in the ring and it's the ninth round, you gotta hit him. And I out of respect, and he chose her. And I think that was, when we look back, I think that's the biggest mistake she made. Some of the stuff she said, and I don't know where she should have traveled here more or there more. She raised plenty of money, but I just think if I'm going against you and you're my friend, I'm going to probably promote me a little bit more.
Yeah. And I think it could have been a mistake. The biggest one she made, probably not. But I do think that, especially on the border, she could have hit harder. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, that's a winner-take-all race. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I want to talk about some of the issues when we get back. And then in the third segment, I do want to talk about some of the local races because I know we're friends with everybody. I mean, it's Green Bay, for God's sake. So I think we'll talk about that, right? Everybody knows everybody.
Yes.
But it's interesting, and you would agree that some people took this so hard that they need some counseling.
Yeah, and I don't think that's something that they're entitled to. That is it. Yeah, they're entitled to that.
I talked to my daughter. I got to tell you that story when we get back. All right, hey, we're gonna be right back. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, our very special guest in house, Mark Becker,
who knows
everything about politics. Yeah, right. We'll be right back. Uh-huh.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Bob Dylan said that a hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom. This Veterans Day, Dan Reisner Excavating would like to thank the brave men and women who've served in our United States military. Dan Reisner Excavating, serving all your excavating and truck needs with over 40 years of experience. Call 920-897-2397 and visit them online today, danreisner.com.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Everybody, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and we are talking politics today. We just came off a weird, I mean, it's been called so many things, but we just...
Surreal.
I don't know. The election, November 5th, and here we are talking with Mark Becker, who has his own radio show that's really more of a statewide national political show. Spend a little bit more time leaning local here. But whether it's national or local, you know, what makes a good leader? And I'm asking you, I mean, I have my own definition.
Mm-hmm. I think humility. I think the ability to understand that you're not going to be. And here's what I said, too. I want to be one of the dumbest people in the room where I go. Because... that means that the people that I hired and the people that I brought in or the people that I surround myself with, I can learn. I can make an educated decision based off of some really, really good, sound information. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. I think the courage to do the hard thing, even if it's not always the popular thing, that's a big deal. My when I was little... my mom would have, we were all boys, right? And so she put the sign up right by the toilet, right where we're going to the bathroom. That's what we saw multiple times a day. Right. It says, what is popular is not always right. What is right is not always popular.
Yeah.
So that has really stuck with me for a long time. And I think that ability, and that's freaking hard, you know?
I would agree that if you're the smartest guy in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, I'll buy that. And I was never... of course, I was never afraid of hiring people smarter than me. I mean, you look at some of the people that work for me, right? I mean,
Kevin, you've had incredible staff.
Yeah, I have. I worry a little bit about leaders who don't hire well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I think that's because, I mean, aren't they going to hire like 4,000 people? It's crazy how many people the president brings in. I mean, but even in the mayor's office, you can clean house. They're all at will. I mean, they usually don't because there's pretty good people there. But
yes,
I want to talk. So Trump, you do not like President Trump.
No,
I know.
No, I don't. I don't.
So I have a daughter who called and Dad, can you believe this? And I'm like, well, whether I can or not, we have to believe it, right? I mean, he's the president for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Yep.
And I told her that, and I said you got to find something about him you like. I think it's important. I think we all have something in common. Now, and I think she was like what? But a 28-year-old, when you look at the accusations, just the felonies alone, right?
And,
I mean, there's just, I said to him, look, he doesn't drink. Now, I've come from a family with some alcoholics, and that's a good thing. And maybe that's a start.
Yeah.
Is there something you can... I mean, you don't want to fight this guy for 4 years, do you, as an American? You don't want to...
I would, yeah.
4 years?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy won.
I think you can fight him for 2 years and then reset the balance.
Yeah, okay.
But I think, I don't think you have to find one thing that you like about someone who is completely irredeemable. I do think that you can find something that you like about something that he did. I think that, you know, in the economy, if he's able to make the price of bread more affordable, if he is able to make a easier path to home ownership for people, that's overly good. I don't think a lot of those things can be attributed to him. I think a lot of it could be attributed to staff or HUD or, you know, what, like those things. About Donald Trump, man, I've been looking for something good about that guy for 9 years and I can't find it. And the reason is, you know, my older brother is gay.
Yeah.
My wife is black. My daughter looks just like my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find something redeemable about someone who leads by pushing those people down. That's a deal breaker to me.
Okay. Maybe I don't see it as loud as you do. I think
that's fine.
He could do more.
And that's fine.
He could do more with all three of those. But, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Okay.
That's fine.
He won, and I'm, you know, we just said, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room.
Neither am I.
But
up to you.
Yeah. We got these two guys here, these two young guys.
Yeah, right.
But what I'm saying, I think we should try harder. I hope this country tries harder because it's very divisive, right? It is. It's ugly.
Yeah, I think.
And you and I were in politics. I was in politics, what, 20, yeah. for 20 years, 25 years ago. Sure, there's people that didn't like me, but I think once I won, they weren't like mean. They were like, okay, I didn't vote for you, but okay, what are you working on?
Well, you did, but I think the difference is you did good things. And I'm not going to say that Trump does all bad things. I mean, some things that he did were good. But I think that the bad so far outweighs the good. I'll fight the guy for 20 years if I have to. If it means that what I can do for people like my brother and my wife and our daughter, I can make their lives easier. Whatever platform I've got, I'll use it, you know?
And you would rather fight that than try to have him pay a little bit more attention to that?
Hell yeah, because he's not going to. Okay. So how I would fight it...
I think leaders can change. I think they just have to...
I think they can too. He just won't. I think he's incapable of that. I think, how you fight it is not like fighting the Republican Party. I think you fight it by building a coalition. I think you fight it by having conversations with people to say, hey, this is messed up.
And that, we talked about defining leadership. You talked about humility, and I think that's really important. But I always thought leadership was having a vision, because I think the leader kind of comes up with the vision. I do. I really believe that. Like, I think I've had some visions for the city and for business. And I think what they do is they have a good communication vehicle for that vision. And they build a consensus. And I wish he would do a better job of building a consensus. I think he kind of leads out of fear, and that is not leadership.
He leads out of stoking people's fears 100%.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the nice thing about Donald Trump is he does have a vision.
And it sucks.
I don't know.
He's got two things, right? That he's working on, economy and immigration. I mean, he was kind of like, he wasn't a one. Don't you think those are the two things he worked on? I don't think his vision is all wrong. I don't.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. We could talk about that.
I want to move on to some other candidates, but I want to wrap up the top of the ticket because my goal is to convince you to give him a chance, and I'm not going to do that.
No, you're not going to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to a break. We'll go to a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some local stuff.
All right.
All right. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, special guest Mark Becker. We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Wildfire is burning on both coasts, but there's encouraging news in California where conditions are improving for firefighters in Ventura County. The mountain fire is 21% contained. Andrew Dowd of the Ventura County Fire Department.
Although fire activity has decreased in the most heavily impacted areas, our firefighters continue to be out in the community, helping and supporting our residents through this incredibly difficult time.
ABC News has now projected that Donald Trump won the last battleground state of Arizona with his 11 electoral votes. It means Trump swept all seven of the battleground states. Tuskegee University confirms a fatal shooting on campus early this morning, leaving one non-university individual dead and several others, including students, injured. The scene secured today. There have been no arrests. Russia has reportedly assembled a force of 50,000 soldiers, including North Korean troops, to launch an offensive aimed at retaking territory in the Kursk region of Ukraine. That according to U.S. and Ukrainian officials. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A bye week for football fans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No football this weekend in Wisconsin. Both the Badgers and the Packers have a bye week. Up next, Wisconsin hosts number one ranked Oregon. Head coach Luke Fickell on the Badgers' strategy.
You know, the whole idea, get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. Make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
The Packers making a surprise move this week, trading veteran Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh round pick. And it turns out Smith requested the trade. He explained why.
We switched to a 4-3 due to the new coordinator, but to be honest, a few weeks ago I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like I wasn't surprised when I got the call. I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates. I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's now Steelers linebacker Preston Smith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A bit of a soggy Sunday out there with showers, a rumble of thunder, some drizzle too. Highs of the lower 50s, a southeast wind becoming west in the afternoon, and will turn a little gusty. Overnight, breezy, mostly cloudy in mid-40s. Sunshine returns on Veterans Day. Right now, it's 51.
He's coming. Here he goes. Surprise! Your table saw broke! Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless!
What a waste!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Woodrow Wilson once said, "Never before have men crossed the seas to a foreign land to fight for a cause which they did not pretend was peculiarly their own, but knew was the cause of humanity and of mankind." This Veterans Day tribute made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180. 920-686-1180.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish Sinekin, Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
City on rock and roll.
from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to the second half of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. This is the show where we talk about local issues, local people, local projects, local development, local politics. Now, we spent the first half talking about politics in D.C. and the recent election. And I'm here with Mark Becker, who he knows a lot about politics. I mean, didn't you chair the Republican Party?
Yeah.
And then the Democratic Party?
No, just the Republican Party.
Or just the Republican Party.
Yeah.
But you left the Republican Party.
I did. I have not joined the Democratic Party.
Oh, okay. But
that surprised you.
You did. You did.
I have not joined. I am not affiliated.
You're a supporter of a lot of Democrats.
Yep.
And okay, that's fine. Our president, who got elected by the majority of people and by far the majority of the electoral votes, is with us for 4 years. No matter who won, I try to find something good about them that makes me happy because I don't want to be
because otherwise they go nuts.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't be miserable for 4 years. Mm-hmm. That was college. I'm done with that.
That's why I went to a 2-year school, man.
There you go. All right. Well, anyway, I think we have to find something about him. Yeah. And we have to study this and see a little bit more.
Yeah.
His immigration policy is like,
super racist.
You look at some of that. I hope he comes up with a path to citizenship. I have some ideas on that. I hope he does something. You got to admit, he's got to do something about the debt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So let's see what he comes up with.
Yeah.
And maybe there's going to be some reform in Social Security. Like, I know, would you be opposed to, you're younger than I am, but like, instead of you being eligible at 62, you're eligible at 65? Would you be like, no way, that's not fair? Or would you be like, yeah, I get it. It's got to change. I mean, people are living longer than they did. When they started Social Security, you know, I think people died at like...
I mean, as long as it's like, I think, fully eligible right away, you know, because like at 62, it's only partially eligible, right? Is that kind of that works?
Yeah, I think it's 8% a year or something.
Yeah, like so then, you know...
70.
If you're...
But you couldn't even be eligible until you're 65.
For those of you
who were born like in 1970.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, if it was not the little part.
Okay. And then, or a means test, like Social Security, like everybody gets it. I mean, if your net worth is, I don't pick a number, $5 million, do you really need it?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Not that I would. I hope I get to that point, and then if I get to that point, no, I don't want Social Security. Why would I? Right.
But you get it.
Yeah, I know.
Right now.
Yeah.
So maybe some kind of means test.
No, that's a good idea.
I'm interested to see what he's going to come up with. You should hear my idea on
blow through $5 million, like, poof!
Yeah. We'll see. It's good. Day's coming. Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, so locally we had some elections.
Yes.
And you know, do you interview the candidates? Like, did you interview Tony Weed and Dr. Lyerly?
I interviewed Dr. Lyerly multiple times. I reached out to Tony Weed's campaign 6 times, and they did not want to come on the show.
Uh-huh. Difference between you and me. See, I think you've got a lean. I think you might be perceived as
that's fine
partisan.
And that's fine.
We can't. Well, no. We gotta.
No.
Our job is to inform people, not. Don't be so condescending as to educate you, but I want to inform you. I had both of them on, same discussion. My show is a little lighter. I mean, I don't get into like the Chinese are doing this and that.
Oh,
and
I don't get that either.
Oh, it's like the conversation we're having now. It's like wow, I've heard of that person. I don't really know them. I'm listening to that Lean Local and now I know them. So this won't be as easy as an interview then because I thought you interviewed both of them. Okay. Tony won.
Yep.
And she was a great candidate.
She was a spectacular candidate.
He won, can I say big?
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Okay. So tell me why.
It's the maps. It's the maps. When you start out on those maps at such a slanted, I mean, look at what happened in the state. Look what happened in the, you know, you change the maps and equity happens. And right now, that 8th congressional district, I think, starts at like +9. something like that on a Republican side. So, I mean, it was that.
But that district has gone back and forth a little bit.
Not since the maps changed.
With Kagan?
Yeah, they got new maps and he was voted out. So, boom. That's what happens. There you go. Also with Kagan, I mean, that was Obamacare. People were pissed off.
Well, I thought that's what did it.
Well, it's that and maps. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I'd buy that.
That's fine. I was not shy. And this was before. So, I didn't say anything about Tony Weed. I when I interviewed Dr. Lilly, I was very fair. And I when I reached out to Tony Weed's campaign and to his people, I told them, I said, I will be fair. I'm not going to slander. I'm not inviting him here to trap him on anything.
Right.
I said, I genuinely do think people need to know. I believe that. They didn't, which is whatever. They didn't trust me.
Because he, same thing with us and Dr. Larry too. And she sat down here. I'm like, look, I'm just going to ask you how things are going.
Right.
Why'd you run for office?
Right.
I think running for office, I mean, God bless him, right?
Yeah.
Would you run again?
I mean, it depends on, hey, I said I'd fight Trump. So, I mean, whatever.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
I just, after 20 years, I really applaud people. I think everybody should be a waiter, waitress, and run for office.
Yes.
Because that, talk about humility.
Yeah.
You can learn it the hard way.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, and it's just really, but it was more of those introductory questions, and they, I thought they were both great. I mean.
For me, I know Roger Roth.
Well, yeah, he was on.
I know I can't stand Andre Jacques. I will never have him on. I think I can say that. You're not saying that. I am saying that.
He worked for me.
Sorry about that. Roger Roth is a good and decent person. I don't know Tony Weed, but I know that the reason why he got through that primary is not because he was Tony Weed and was a good person and a good candidate. He got through that primary because of the name that was on top of his own on every one of his yard signs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at that, and by chaining yourself to that, he is going to wear that like a tattoo on his forehead the rest of his time in office. And I will, and I'll say this right now, you're not going to say this is me. I will remind people of that in 2 years heavily, because I don't think it's going to go great. And we are at a point where we might have new maps for Mr. Trump endorsed Tony Weed to have to deal with. And I think he's going to have to answer to that.
Okay.
He could be, and I mean, he ran a successful company. He has a beautiful family.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a wonderful guy. I would have loved
His
to have talked
are awesome.
To him. I'm sure they are. But I wouldn't have asked him this on my show if he would come on again. I would ask him, why did you do that? Tell me why I need to now remove that from your yard sign and not see that as a tattoo on your forehead. Why are you not Trump endorsed Tony Weed? Why are you Tony Weed representative for Congress? Because here's the thing.
Well, he'll answer that. I'm not going to answer it for him, but I asked.
But here's the thing. Let's say now Trump is president. If there's something that impacts Northeast Wisconsin and Donald Trump doesn't like it, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
Is he going to be Trump endorsed Tony Weed, or is he going to be Tony Weed representative of the 8th Congressional District, Northeast Wisconsin?
There's a risk with...
That is a hell of a question.
Yeah. That's a fair question.
Yeah.
You know this, but I'm just going to say it just to fill some airtime. No, getting name recognition is tough.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's why I always worried about running against, or somebody running against me, these weathermen. Or these sports guys. I mean, really, especially in Green Bay. People watch a lot of TV in Green Bay.
Bill Jarts.
Right?
Yeah.
I just run against him. The guy that bothered me a little bit was Hornacek.
Yeah.
Smart dude.
The deacon.
Now he's a deacon.
Yeah,
he went to the right side. But
he's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. And I asked him that one time. And then
was he thinking about it?
He's smart enough, and he really asks good questions. Like,
yes,
if anybody could have won, it would have been him.
He's brilliant.
He
is. My God.
And, but then I was... He called me when he moved out of the district. I'm out of the city. I'm like, oh, good. Anyway, no, I do like him. He's been on the show. He's at Paul's Pantry now.
He's a cool guy.
He's a very good guy.
He's a good person.
But, but this is my point. I want to get back to Tony Weed.
Yeah.
Dr. Lyerly, pretty well known. I mean, she ran for assembly.
Yep.
Okay, so her name was out there.
Yep.
Tony Weed, he needed to pole vault that name recognition, and I think that's why he did that.
Oh, I know exactly why he did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I,
so
I
I'm
know,
just saying that,
I
Mark, know do you really want to spend $500,000 to get your name out there when you could just cap somebody?
Hey, I mean, that's a political risk he took.
It is. It is. So he's got to live with that risk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had some endorsements, but they were just people that liked me. I didn't, I didn't hang my... my whole image on a person.
I don't think you didn't need to either.
Well, yeah.
You were well known.
But it wasn't that expensive when we ran for office.
That's true.
I mean, look at, you know what I mean? And he didn't do that. So I don't fault him for doing that. I asked him, you know, why didn't he was honored to get it, that endorsement.
Yeah.
So anyway, tell me why that. So you're saying the reason he won big and, she didn't was more the maps.
It starts and ends with the maps. 100%.
Well, but then look at the, let's drill down a little bit more then. The assembly district, Ahmad, he won in my district.
Mm-hmm. That's because he had a new map.
That's true. The assembly had new maps.
Yeah.
You're on those maps.
It's because it matters. That gives people a voice. That gives people that allows the assembly. Think of you know, nationally you got the Senate and you got your assembly. So the smaller house, the house that has a 2-year term, that's the voice of the people. When the voice of the people, that's the House of Representatives nationally and the assembly here statewide, when that voice of the people have fair maps, that assembly will closely mirror what the state is. So now you had not just Ahmad, but there was like three local. Ryan Spotty, he won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Beat, you know.
Exactly.
Mr. Flat Top.
With that, where'd you have your money on that one? I mean, I know you don't bet like I do, but I you did it on him, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I saw that.
And Buckley, I mean, Buckley's a good guy. I got along with him reasonably well in the county. I don't understand why he did some of the races he did. I don't know why he ran for mayor. I don't know why he ran for this.
Well, I think that's the first question you ask a candidate.
Was he on?
No.
Oh.
He was not. You know, we started picking up some traction, and my man Kyle was, then people start calling us and wanting to get on. And there's only,
that's cool.
My show's only once a week though, Mark.
Yeah, right.
So there weren't a whole lot of Sundays before
that's
the
hard.
Election.
I know.
And I want to take things that were just a little bit closer and a little bit more interesting, mm-hmm. I thought, you know, and I didn't, we did that. All right. Hey, okay.
When
we come back, when we come back, I want to talk about social media.
I like when I say something and you go,
but I said I wouldn't argue. I can't argue with you. I don't agree. Yeah, I know. Let's work on that.
A little bit.
We're going to come back. We're talking a little bit about how the media, we talked about, you know, elections.
Yep.
They're more expensive, but we're going to talk about social media and how credible things are and how, what's the word? Uncredible? Uncredible. And then I want to talk to you about your suggestion for people like Khan and Kyle, our two people helping us out today in the studio. If they're interested in politics, would you suggest it and how would you go about that?
All
okay.
Right,
so
cool.
We're going to do that when we come back. All right. You're listening to Lead Local, Jim Schmidt, very special guest in house, Mark Becker.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Bob Dylan said that a hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom. This Veterans Day, Dan Reisner Excavating would like to thank the brave men and women who've served in our United States military. Dan Reisner Excavating, serving all your excavating and truck needs with over 40 years of experience. Call 920-897-2397 and visit them online today, danreisner.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, our in-house guest, Mark Becker. What's the name of your show?
Rational Revolution.
And that's on at, what, 1?
Mm-hmm.
On Sundays?
Yeah, on Saturdays at 2, I think.
Oh, is it? Good.
Yeah.
I mean, Civic Media, we got to give those guys some props for allowing us to inform people.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I said that, you know, on this, on my last episode I just recorded was, I, you know, infinite thanks for them to have this program exist,
right?
You know, because mine is an opinion program, but there's not a lot of places for someone who has the opinion like I do to exist. You know, you hear about the not so average Joe, or you know, like Hannity or Rush and those guys. There is an ecosystem of right wing conservative media. There is not something, as I still believe I'm a centrist. I am. There's not a place for that to exist.
And Civic allowed you to, so a centrist, or you're a little bit more left-leaning?
I would say, what I always say, I am a fiscal conservative with a social conscience. That's how I describe myself.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, aren't we all?
No. I would hope so, but.
I mean, come on, I'm a fiscal conservative. I think country's in way too much debt, I think.
Yep.
Like, I ran a business, and when we started making money, we didn't have as much debt, you know?
Okay. Oh, God. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, I know that.
Well, you ran businesses, too.
I know. Yeah. I know that.
And, you know, social conscious, I guess, you know, that's pretty broad brush, but, you know, I mean, how can you not care about the future of the youth?
I would agree with that.
I mean, you just, everybody does.
Yes.
I would hope. So.
I would hope that, too.
And, yeah. Okay. So. We were both in politics back in the late 90s, early 2000s. When did you jump in?
I started 2005.
Okay, so I was back in 97. Things have changed. I want to hear your comments, someone who lives this stuff. It's the whole social media. We interview on my other show, Packer players, business people, successful people. And what's the biggest change, you know, since you've been at, everybody says social media, Mark. I mean, everybody does. Yeah. Athletes.
Sorry, business. I was laughing. That's why I'm not on the other show. I was successful people. I was like, that's why I'm not. No, yeah, social media is huge. I mean, social media is massive because that's what you can speak directly to really whoever you want. With social media, you can target people. You can, you know, hyper-target people. You can shoot with a sniper rifle, not a shotgun.
Yeah.
It's a horrible analogy for today, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's where I think people can, you look at these alternate forms of media, people can really go down a dangerous rabbit hole, because if my aunt is a good example. She's a conservative, but then she went down this rabbit hole about, you know, now she listens only to this one lady who said this, that she is a prophet of God, and that Trump was appointed by the Lord, and he was actually the commander in chief, and like, it's just,
wow.
Oh, dude. And like Joe Biden is deceased and there is an actor that's like, it's dangerous, dangerous. And she believes this. It is dangerous.
That's mental
stuff.
Health. I mean, that's not the mainstream.
Dude, I went on her thing. She does this every morning. Like last week, there was 48,000 people listening to that.
Wow.
48,000 people. It's wild.
And
she is one of hundreds of people like that. 48,000 people were tuning into that.
Yeah, in mayor school, you know, when we go in, they tell you certain things on how to be a good mayor, and one is to walk your city or bike it.
Yeah.
Or drive.
That's cool.
You see a lot more, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you walk around, it's like, man, I never noticed that before. Mm-hmm. And there's some little things like that. The other thing that they told us was about when you do an event, and we had a lot of events, everything from the city band concert.
Oh, my God, you did everything.
Yeah. But
holy balls. Yeah.
But I went to a lot of events, but even events that I would put on that make sure there's millennials. Now, this is a while ago, but that the crowd isn't aging out on you. You know, like something the city band concert, I'd worry about that. I'd look out there, and I'm like, man, in 10 years, these people are all going to be dead. So I got to... No, I didn't say that. But you have to get a younger group in all the time. The other thing, though, that this is where I was getting my point on this is that there are people that have issues.
Like, yeah.
And if you would say that maybe this is a little high, but 10% of people have issues, alcoholism, pornography, just something, you know, that they're struggling with something. And yet 1% of the people are really, really, I don't know what the word is. Like,
They're there.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. Anyway, so I take my, I go out with the kids and my kids knew that. And we go out and I'm like, what did I tell you guys? You know, 1% of the people are just absolutely crazy. I said, you know, there's 100,000 people in Green Bay. That means there's 1,000 people that are just, you know, off balance. I said, you just met one of them.
Yeah. We were walking around Boston this summer with my daughter and my son and Gabrielle. She has no filter and there's a homeless guy. And she's like, what's he doing? Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like just keep walking.
But I want to hear from you because you've been in politics. How do you feel about the future? I mean, there are people who are very, very, not even concerned. They're like scared. And I'm like, okay, my first question to them always is, Mark, where are you getting your news? That's why that social media thing, I don't know, TikTok. I mean, I read newspapers and I know I'm, you know, maybe not in the loop, but.
I think that those fears are more mainstream and I think that's valid. I think that. You know, I am uneasy about the future as well. I think, you know, when you have a president and you have a leader of one of the major political parties that tried to overthrow democracy. He did that. And now he's got control of the government again. I mean, that makes people nervous. That makes me nervous.
We gave him control of it.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, I just, all right, I'm going to continue. You've got a great show and National Revolution. And I think people should listen to that. It's a little bit more leaning to the centrist left. It is.
Yes.
And you would go against.
It is slanted.
Right. And
absolutely
you would go against some of these very slanted other shows that are on more the Republican side.
I'd love to talk with Joe Giganti. Oh, my God. But he would never come on.
All right. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah,
I like,
thank you for having me.
I'd like
fun.
To talk about just middle of the road. And I think there's a lot to inform people. I don't want to talk down to anybody, but. To hear from you, a guy that, the people I bring on this show, Mark, I will tell you, they know what they're talking about.
I appreciate your time.
No,
seriously, I do.
This has been great. So, all right, I'm going to have you back after we let this go out for a little while, okay? We just did a fist bump, you know, a guy thing. All right, thanks for listening today. This is Jim Schmidt with Lean Local, our very special guest, in-house, Mark Becker. We'll see you next Sunday.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Woodrow Wilson once said, "Never before have men crossed the seas to a foreign land to fight for a cause which they did not pretend was peculiarly their own, but knew was the cause of humanity and of mankind.
This Veterans Day tribute made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180. 920-686-1180.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.